This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra. He's the top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee. And given his expertise on the intelligence front, we want to get his reaction to the new and what many say are invasive security procedures at America's airports through the Transportation Security Administration. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Of course, a terrorist threat that came very close to the area where you represent, at least Detroit, and that was the Northwest flight last Christmas where Abdulmutallab tried to light the explosives in his underwear. And now, almost a year later, we're seeing the TSA's preferred response to that with these enhanced screeners, as well as the optional, but a lot of people think invasive pat-downs. It's creating an uproar, possible clogged security lines on Thanksgiving if this boycott happens, but clearly a lot of unhappy people. As you look at the intelligence that we're aware of who's doing this and the reaction we're seeing from the government, how do you read all this?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, the threat is real. Al-Qaeda, in their most recent edition of Inspire magazine, once again highlights the very fact that, you know, they have a fixation on airplanes, whether it's cargo or passengers. So the threat to our airline industry and our air travel system is real. The second thing is, I come from a marketing background. It's absolutely, you know, outrageous that TSA develops these systems and then implements them, you know, on a national basis, and then has people who are furious about it. It's kind of like, didn't you ever test market this in a few airports to see whether what the public reaction was or was not going to be, so that, you know, you could have modified it so that we could have a system that was acceptable to the traveling public and acceptable to TSA in terms of ensuring our security. I think what we got right now is we got a system that's not acceptable to the public and that some of us believe still has lots of gaps and holes in it, and it's being implemented on a national basis. The other thing I would say is, don't do the boycott on Wednesday. Not that I don't believe that the system needs to be changed and adapted, but the only people that you're going to be hurting, you're not going to be hurting TSA. You're going to be hurting the people who are in line behind you who are hoping to catch the plane. You're not going to change TSA's behavior on Wednesday. They're not going to say, wow, the lines are so long, let's just open up the floodgates and let everybody through so they can get to their planes. All right? This is a terrible way. You're hurting exactly the wrong people. You're not hurting TSA. You're not impacting the airlines. You're hurting the traveling public who wants to travel home and be with their families on Thanksgiving. Don't ruin their Thanksgiving day.
Couple of quick follow-ups before we let you go, sir. First of all, there's been a lot of talk, especially in the wake of this controversy over profiling, particularly the type that the Israelis do with their airlines. Given your experience with this whole process, has that ever been seriously considered? And if not, why not?
It hasn't been seriously considered because people believe that the words profiling are, you know, toxic from a political standpoint. But the bottom line is there are certain parameters that you can use in profiling that would narrow the scope of who you really target. You'd still have random searches of other people, but it only makes sense to do some type of profiling so that you can focus the resources where they need to be focused. So we should consider it. We should explain to the people exactly how we got to the system that we had, why, and sure, profiling is okay. You know, you do it everywhere else in life. It only makes sense. You just need to do it. You need to go through the process and make sure you do it right.
And finally, on the line between liberty and security, which some say is not even necessarily a fair choice, we don't necessarily have to choose between one or the other. When it comes to the type of touching, really, and scans that we're seeing here, where does the line get drawn? At what point does our liberty need to trump perhaps the slight increase or decrease in percentage of an attack?
Well, I think I think it's a false choice. I think that the pat downs and the invasive nature of these current pat downs, I think there are ways that we can maintain our security without having these types of invasive procedures. We just need to think through the process and get it right. Other people are doing this. The Israelis have done it. I think there's a problem with, you know, taking to scale what Israel does, what El Al does, and putting it in place in America. But there are things that we could be taking a look at. I've traveled all around the world I don't think anywhere else have I seen these kinds of invasive procedures having to be used. And in a lot of these other places that I've traveled to, I felt perfectly safe.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there right now. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, great. Thank you.
Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, representing his state's 2nd Congressional District, the top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.